Yochel on top of Kuf Yud Ches. Yochel, I would have thought to say Hanageya Kineged Boso Meachurov Lo Yehi Tamei. Like, let's say you have a Kizayis Nevela, you have a Kizayis of the Boso, and skin is attached to it. Now you touch the skin, not the meat. You touch the outer side. You touch just the skin. So Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe you don't become Tamei. Talmud Lehman, this the Pesach says no. Yitma says a portion of Yitma Mashma, you do become Tamei. So as long as there's a kezayis of bosa there, then you become tamei, even though you only touch the shayma. Samar says, my kama, and what does the pasuk mean? The Rashi said before, my kama means, reshi katoni v'loibor, al malav nevela mikri, opochus mekezayis lav shiru, v'odatoni de metama. Later says now, the skin is metama you. So my Rabba says like this, v'yamrulun some say kedi, stam name, is that really in the Brayse the pshat is, chasuri mechsa, something is missing. This is what we should learn in the Braisa. We darshim b'nevelosa v'loy ba'or. That you have to touch the gezayis of a nevela to become tamei, and not the skin. Meaning to say, v'loy ba'or shein alov kezayis bosor v'or mashlima l'kezayis. That if you don't have a kezayis bosor, just the skin makes up the kezayis, then there's no tumas nevela. And that's the first drasha. Only if you touch the nevela, kezayis bosor, not the skin. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yochol shani moitzi af or sheishel of kezayis boser is some even skin that has a kezayis boser on it. Maybe also hanageh keneged boser miachurov. If you only touch the part of the skin, like you don't touch the meat, you only touch the outer part, just the skin. Yochol, I would have thought to say lo yehei tamei. Maybe you do not become tamei because you're not touching the boser. You're only touching the skin on the other side. And therefore, I would have thought to say maybe v'afilu ma'isi yad nami lo yovid. Maybe the shayma, the skin, is not even like a handle to the meat. Meaning to say, a handle at least, a yad would mean if you touch the skin. So since the skin is attached to the meat, and the meat has a kezayis bosom, so it's a handle will make you tamei. Maybe no, maybe the shayma is not even a yad. On this Talmud we come and learn. No, the pasuk says yitmo. An extra pasuk of yitma mashmel koponim, it has a locha like a yad, and therefore if you touch the skin, since the skin is attached to a kezayis of bosor, it has a locha like a yad, and therefore you'd become tummy. So again, it's not mitzarif to the shear, but koponim, it has a locha like a yad, that it would make you tummy. Yeah. So that's a tudinim by nevelo, there's such a thing as a yad, but not a shemer, it doesn't become a mitzarif to the shear. Now we'll soon see. The Mura says, Tenan Hosam. We learned over there, Mishnah Uksin, it says like this. Kol Shehu Yad, V'loi Shemer. Anything that's called only a Yad, but it's not called a Shemer. Rashi says, Kol Shehu Yad, like Etzem. You have a bone, Shein Boi Moyach, it doesn't have any marrow inside it. Uvaroi Shehu Echad Bos, on the other side of the bone, there's some meat. So this bone is not called a Shemer, it doesn't really watch the meat. But Kol Ponem is called the Yad. Like it's attached, like the bone is attached to the meat. So now, kol shi, anything is called the yad. For loy shem, it's not a shemer. So locher is tomei or metamei. Like if you touch the bone, you become tomei. Or metamei means if some sherets would touch the bone, it would also bring tomei into the yoichel. Like it's called an attachment, as if you're touching the yoichel itself. The yad is like an extension of the bosa. But for yenim itstarif, in the case where the boser itself is left in a kezayis, and you want the bone, you want the yad to make up the shear, that no, that it can't do. But shomer, let's say you have something that's a watcher or shomer, that's let's say the skin around the meat, that's a shomer that protects it. So loch of a shomer is shomer v'yafo pi sheni yad, even though it's not called the yad. Rashi says it means going or shekineged kezayis boser. The skin on the other side of the meat. So there it's not called the yad, it's not a handle to touch the meat, but our koponim, it's a shomer, protects it. So a shomer, the locher is tomei umetamei umetzarif. Yes, that a shomer does all three. It's tomei, means if you touch the skin, you become tomei. Umetamei means if a sheret touches the skin, it makes the bosa tomei. Umetzarif, it makes the shear into a kezayis or into a kebetza lekabel tumah. Rashi says, Tommy means, Im hoya tor, mekabu tumo machnis liyechel. So Tommy Rashi says, Faker, Tommy means, that if tummy means if the skin becomes tummy, so it brings the tumah into the yochel. Umetam is the opposite. Hema yochel tummy. If the food was tummy, v'noga shemroi, and you touched the skin, so moitzi shemroi satumah mizelazer, the shemroi takes the tumah out, that's called the metame. It's metame something else. Yeah, so that's the law of Christ. So shemroi has more dinim than a yad. What's going to be if something is lo yad v'lo shemer? It's not a yad, it's not a shemer. Rashi says, could go in sar. Let's say here. Say here on the behemoth. So the here, so then lo tome v'lo metame. It doesn't do anything. Like if the boser is tome, and you touch the skin, you don't become tome. And if the boser is tor, and the tome touches the hair, it does not bring tome into the behemoth. Yeah. See, these are the dinim. That's the chil between a yad, a shemer, and something that's neither. Now the Gemara says, Yodos, that you said it's Tomei or Metamei, Heichiksivi. Where do we have a posik to say this parasha of Yodos? So Gemara says, the posik says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera, you put water on a zera, V'nofal minivei losam, olof, and the water, or nevofal, and the nevela then falls on the food. That's the way food becomes Tomei. The first it needs a hechsher, water has to go upon the food, and then the nevela falls upon the food. It's tummy hu lechem. So darshin lechem means lechol tzorcheichem. What does that mean? L'rabbe says the yodos. That there's such a pasha of yodos. Rashi says lechol davish l'tzorich lechem b'yechol azeh hakol tummy. Harei lechol shayad mevi tumma l'oichol. That the yad brings tumma to the food. The yad gabi havoy is tumma. So it's talking about bringing the food, bringing the tumma. Means that a person that's tummy, if he touches the yad, he touches the bone, so that brings the tumor onto the basa. Yeah, that's one posik. Then the posik says, V'chiyomus min abheima shilachem, also behema dies is for you. So again, with Ashen Lechem, Echol Tzorchechem, the rabbi says, Sayodis, again, another drosha. The rabbi says, Sayodis. Rashi says, Hare yad lohitzi, this posik is talking about lohitzi, taking out tumor. To a nevela, here it's talking about a nevela. Lav basach knows you don't need tumma to go into it, then the veil is tummy ready. Say what we're talking about, if you have a bone that has a kazayis meat attached to it, and it's in the veil, so now if you touch the bone, you become tummy. That's the second posik of the chiyomis min abheim, ashilachem, lochem, lochotzachechem, l'rabbe sesa yodis. So it comes out, we have two psukim now, yad lahachnis alohaitzi. We have a posik that if the tummy touches the yad, it brings the tumma into the food, and alohaitzi. If the food is in the vela, the kazayis bosa is in the vela, and you touch the bone now, you become tummy. Now, shomer, how do we know something that's a shomer, a watcher, means like the skin, lahachnus lohitzi? So Gemara says on that, let's talk, I don't need a posik. Kal v'choyme, ala kal v'choyme miyad. Osi. Ala kal v'choyme, k'lone ala shomer, should at least be as good as the handle. O ma yad, ma duch the hand. Sheinoi magina. It doesn't protect it, like the bone does not protect the meat. Still, machnes osumoitzi, it brings in tumor, takes out tumor from the bosa. If so, shayme la koshchem, or shayme the skin of the meat, that even protects the meat, for sure the skin should bring in tumor, take out tumor. Now, if so, shayme the kos mechamon alomali, we had a posik before, called there was a ruah, so we dash in the shayme, what do we need the posik of shayme altogether for? Shemamin is a proof, litzareth comes teacher, that's mistar for this year. If you have the food itself is left in a kibetza, and you need the shomer, you need the sheaf, the peel, to make up the shear, so it's been starved, lekabotum. That's how we know the dinim of the Mishnah Nuxin. Now the Gemara says, V'yema, why don't I say the opposite way? V'yema, let's say, yad lahachnis, v'loy lohoitzi. Maybe a hand could only bring in tumma. That means if you touch, a tumma person touches the bone, so he brings tumma into the meat, but maybe v'loy lohoitzi. Maybe that if the bosa or the meat is tame, it's a nevela, and you just touch the meat, the bone, maybe you don't become tame. Maybe v'lo lohoitzi. And therefore, shomer lahachnas lohoitzi. Maybe I need the extra posik by a shomer to say yes, it could even be meitzi tumma. If so, avayad lohoitzi, then maybe a yad cannot bring out the tumma. The shomer litzvarif loy, and what then a shomer, maybe it's not mitzvarif lishir. You need the extra posik to say it could be meitzi tumma. But not that it can mitzvah to a shear. Smurah says no. Yad lahachnis, v'loy lohoitzi le'motzis amr. That you can't say that a yad only helps to bring in tumah, but it can't take out the tumah. Why? The svara is like this: Hashdi yulimaylo, like for sure, if the yad could bring in tumah. Again, you have this bone that has a piece of meat on one side. If you save somebody, tumah touches the bone, it brings the tumah into the meat. If so, afuki mi boy, for sure, then it'll take out the tumah. That's a svara. So you can't say tumah only goes in; it doesn't go out. So Mor says, okay, but v'yemer maybe say like this. Yad lohoitzi, maybe the one postek b'yeras, I'm not talking about lohoitzi, that if the kezayis nevela is attached to the meat and you touch the bone, maybe you become tummy, that's all. But v'loy lahachna senech nami, maybe you can't bring in tumah that way. If the tummy of the person touches the bone, maybe it doesn't bring in tumah into the meat. And if so, shaymer then, that has another postek, would be both ways. Lohoitzi lahachna is true, a shaymer would take out and bring in tumah. But maybe a yad to bring in of yad lahachnis, maybe not. How do we know this? So Gemara says yes. Yad ksera ksiva. There's another pasuk by yad. It says yad ksera. Yad ksera. Rashi says got kochach tarti loitzli. So you don't need two pasukim loitzli to take out tumah. So therefore, for sure, one pasuk is saying that it comes in. So therefore, yad we know goes in and goes out, and therefore the one posuk by Yishemri is even tsarif. Yes, that's the most teretz here. Yad Yisera Ksiv, it says Tana Vikira Yutak, you should break a Tana that became Tomei. Yeah, you should break it. If it's a Kli Cheris, you can't be Metarit, you have to break it. And it says Lochem against Ridashin Lechol Shebas Lachechem Lerabis Es HaYodis to be Marba the Yodis. Therefore, it's an extra word, yad here. Therefore, we say it's even loitzil hachnis, and that's how we know the din. Now the Gemara says, let's see, hay minayim yusuf. Which one of these is extra? Rashi says, l'chulakula loitzil tzvichi. Maybe all the psukim by yad, you need to say that it could take out tumah. But maybe we don't have even one extra pasuk to say that you could bring in tumah. Which one is extra? Must say this, lichta rachmona b'zroim. Let's just say the pasuk of our kol zera zeruah, just like a pasuk by Zeroyim. The leitzi hanech minayim, we'll learn not everything from Zeroyim. Samar says, no, malas Zeroyim, she came to Mosam Ruba. Zeroyim have a lot of tumah. Rashi says, she mekablam tumah, mivlad ha-tumah. Like an eichel could become the sheni l'tumah also. Means a rishin l'tumah could be metam eichel. Mashenken by tana, which is a kli, it's only mekablam from an avatumah. The same thing, chayim minavela, meruba, tumas eichelin. And also, like Gan Mishti said, there's more Tumas Oichel than you have by Tumas Nevela. So Buddha just said the first Pasik. Of Zera, I would not know a Yad applies to other Tumas. Maybe it only applies by Neichel, that has a lot of Tumas to it. Yeah. So Mer says, okay, Licht Rechmona Batan, let's just have the Pasik of Tanner. For Leis Yanech Mina, I'll learn out Zeroyim food from the Tanner. So Mer says, no, Mal the Tanish came Matama Miyaviro. We're talking about now a Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres is Matama Miyavir. Means if you have a sheretz going into the tanner, and then food is in there, even though they're not touching one another, the food becomes tamei. So again, you see a tanner has special chumris over other tumas. So maybe that's why there's a parasha of yad. But by food, I would not know there's a parasha of yad. So you need both sukkim. So Mar still says no. Licht of rachmona ben nevela. The pasuk just say by nevela. V'leis yanech minayin. I learn out the tanner and zroim from nevela. The nevela also had a pasuk to say that lochem, that it is the parasha of Yad. So Mar says, no. Mala nevela shekei metama odom. A nevela is metama nodom. It's an avatuma. Or metama b'masa v'tuma yotze migufa. It's just not only if you touch the nevela do you become tuma, if you just carry it. A tuma s'masa it has. And also it's a tuma yotze migufa. It's a chomadika tuma. It means the animal itself has its own tuma like a nevela. It doesn't have to receive from someplace else. So nevela is more chomar. I wouldn't know other places. So therefore, you need all three for its pashas. So then you don't even have one extra yad. So then how do you know to say a yad could even be lahachnis? Smar says true. Chad mechod liyasi, one from one I can learn out. But teisi chod mit, never learn out one from two. Smar says, no, let's see. Hi, teisi, which one should I learn out from? Lo licht of rachmona bezroyim. If you want a perishant to say it by zroyim, that is a pasha of yad. The teisi, man, I'll learn out from the other ones. So it sounds like this. Ma lahanach shekein mitam shloi behechsher. I tell you the other ones, it's mitam without a hechsher. You don't need a hechsher. So I can't learn out Zroim from these other two tumas. Like Zroim is more cow. Food is only Mekabel tumah if it had Hechsher, if water went on it first. So you can't learn out food from a Tana or from an Avela. Tiyama b'Zroim shem etomam elav Hechsher. First you have to have water, the Hechsher, Mekabel tumah. So it's more cow. Samar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Peiris, he says like this. Peiris lehuchshru. That's what you say food. Before it was hooked, before water went over it. There's now Mekabel tumah. I tell you really, it's ketana shlenigma malachta dami. It's like ketana that didn't finish its work yet. It's like ketana shlenigma malachta dami. So they're both the same madrega. A tana also, before it's finished, before he made it into a kli, it's not makabel tumrida. So that's a peiris. Like nida hechsher, it's not called finished yet. So it's not called the chumra of peiris or a kalis of peiris over a tana. Tana is the same halacha. So again, let's learn out peiris, food, from the other two. Samar says no. El arad apor chokhi, yes, this type of question. Ma lahanach shekein metamoyim shloi benigiyah. Those are metama without touching it. There's tumas masar on them. Here, one second. He says, les chumra, they're metama shloi, you don't have to touch them. Lashen kein food is only yom mekom tomi if you touch it. You have to touch the food. But by the time of the karayim, it could be in the avir. And by nevela, it could be tumas masar. You don't madafka have to touch it. But by food, it's only mekabel tumah through negiyah. So if we can't learn out food from a tana or from a nevela. Moses Yom of Zroim. Zroim is different. Shem metamoyim ela benegiyah. So Moses is like this, if so. Le lichter rachmona betana, the Tereshim to wrote the parasha, the tumah by tana, the yad by tana, the taste of manach. Let me learn out tana from nevela and from oichel. I guess no, malahanach, a tana and oichel. Shekein oichel, that they're both food. Food and food, the regular Zeroyin, and a nevela, both food, Mashenk and a Tana, which is a Kli, maybe Kli doesn't have a Pasha of Yad, it's different. The Rashi says, Imam Matin, if he asks a question on anything, yeah, he asks a Koldu. It's almost like this, okay, Lo Licht of Achmona ben Nevela, so it's not the Pasha of Nevela then, there's a Pasha of Yad. Vetaisim Hanach. So it must say, Nechonami, El Yad and Nevela, what do you need to pass the Yad by Nevela for? One second. So Yad and Nevela, what do I need the extra parasha of Yad by Nevela? Samar says, in Menu Inyan, Liyad, Nevela, if you don't need it for the parasha of Yad by Nevela, to Nu Inyan, Liyad the Yam, learn it in for Stam, the whole parasha of Yad. So now we have like two psukim by Yad, so one teaches us Yad Lahachnis, Yad Loitzi. So we have our two psukim by Yad that teach us that both Yad could bring in the tumor. If a Talmudic person touches the bone, he brings the tum into the meat, and Yad Loitzi, if the meat is nevelo, and you touch the bone, you become tamei. So we have the two psukim by Yodis. Now, Shomer, it's a Kal V'Chomer, it has those two, and the extra pasuk of Shomer teaches us, Shomer Letzarev, that a Shomer even is Mitzarev, makes up the shear. Now the Mestilias, no, the Akati still may be Yad in Nevelo Yitzvich. No, Yad Nevelo is not extra. Maybe I still need it. Why? These are cause of Rachmona ben Nevela. Third one to wrote the Pasha of Yodis by Nevela. Have a minute, I would have thought to say, Da, you love him in Adin, Lias Kanodin. Sure, I'll learn it out from the other two, but it can't be better. Well, what do we mean? What do you mean, Da? I mean, it's enough. It can't be better from we learn it out from. I would have thought like this. Ma Hanach, Loi Metama Odom. Maybe just the other ones are not Metama Odom. Let's say like a Tanur. It could only become a Rishon Atuma. Or else, Oichel, it's only Rishon Atuma. So those two are not metam odom. Maybe af nevel also loy metam odom. Maybe the yad of nevel wouldn't be neged to tumas odom. So if we need a parasha by nevel to say no, nevel is an ava tuma by itself, it could even be metam odom. So maybe I need the posik of yad by nevel to tell us that's even metam an odom. It's more said like this. Eli, you're right. Yad and nevel mitzvah sorach. It's like the true. I need it. That's not extra. So we don't have any extra posik by Yad. How do we know Yad is even lahachnis? It's more so like this. Even though the Yodas you need, but they're like this. V'shoymer de nevela hudloi tzorach. The Torah says that the parish of Shoymer by a nevela. So that I don't need. L'may hichas akas, what did they write it for? Ilitz the rufe, if you tell me now that nevela should be mitzarif, or matalem mitzarif, you have a meaning now is to say no, by nevela, by Shoymer is not mitzarif, you want to tell me now. If so, lohoitzi, to say that takes out tumor, kal v'choymi miyadosi, comes to for sure, I learned out from, I learned out from, a kavachomer from Yad that a shomer could be mitzi. Elo, a man in the shomer the nevela. When the Torah says next year parsha of shomer by nevela, the skin is a shomer by nevela to nuinian liyad nevela. Make it as if it says it by the parsha of Yad. And the main in liyad nevela. I don't need it for the parsha loch of Yad ben nevela to say that it's loitzi tuma. Yeah, because I have one pasuk already. Therefore, the extra pasuk like to nuinian liyad the alma. Put it for stam a parsha of Yad, and therefore comes out now Yad lahoitzi Yad lahachnis. I have now two psukim by Yodos. One to say that the tumor comes out, and one to say I can put the tumor in. And v'shemer now litzarif, and have the pasuk the regular parsha of shemer that's mitzarif. That's how I know the all the dinim. So more still, yes, no. V'yema, one to say like this. V'yema, say like this better. You said there's an extra Yad by nevela.